USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a week since a Western Wisconsin couple were found fatally shot in their home and their teenage daughter was missing. A week later, people in Barron, Wisconsin say
the mood is sadness and anticipation of bringing Jamie home.
13-year-old Jamie Kloss is still missing and no arrests have been made for the murders of her parents. And like others in Barron, Ted Johnson says he and his family are just
trying to do what we can to support other people and support the family.
The president of Turkey says he'll be going into detail tomorrow about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi when he gives an address to the Turkish parliament. Khashoggi was a critic of the Saudi government and was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabian officials now saying he died in an interrogation gone wrong. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
President Trump blaming the Democrats for the caravan of migrants now numbering over 5,000 and by some estimates 7,000 heading towards the U.S.-Mexico border. The president also saying since nations like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador couldn't prevent their citizens from heading towards America, the U.S. government will cut off or substantially reduce the foreign aid that President Trump says is routinely given to those countries. At a rally over the weekend, former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden was slamming the Republicans' approach to immigration issues.
Whether you came here 4 days ago or you came here 150 years ago, that's who we are. You cannot define an American based on their race, their religion, their ethnicity.
Five men and a woman shot in Jacksonville, Florida from a moving car as they were standing outside a laundromat just a few blocks from where the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars were about to host the Houston Texans yesterday. No arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump is boosting his campaign schedule ahead of next month's crucial midterm elections. He'll be campaigning for Senator Ted Cruz tonight in Houston, the Texas Republican, in a tough re-election fight against Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Trump will hold rallies in Wisconsin on Wednesday and North Carolina on Friday, and he'll close out the week with a rally in Illinois on Saturday. Much of the nation's continuing to enjoy broad decreases in gasoline prices as oil has dropped to about $69 a barrel. John Clemens has details.
Decreasing oil prices have sent the national average down over 4 cents a gallon in the last week, with the exception of the West Coast. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the national average.
The national average in the last week has dropped by 4.4 cents per gallon to about $2.84 a gallon. That puts it just 1.5 cents higher than amongst the lowest it's been since April.
Hawaii has the highest average at $3.87 a gallon, while South Carolina the lowest at $2.50. A gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And a new study says drinking coffee might reduce symptoms of the skin condition rosacea. Researchers at Brown University studied over 80,000 women for more than 15 years to see if coffee triggered symptoms. They found women who drank four or more cups of coffee a day had a lower risk of rosacea symptoms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.